The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Ben Shapiro ripped into Dave Smith on his show for hating America this week. We're going to show you the full unedited clip. And Chank from the Young Turks had a meltdown on Piers Morgan over Israel. We'll talk about that as well. So before I play Ben, for some context, here is what Dave Smith said that Ben was responding to. It is pretty horrible.
Let's get real. The United States of America is arguably the worst terrorist organization in the world. If you want to look over the last 25 years, how many innocent civilians we've slaughtered. You're getting us into the neocon. Yeah, that's right. You're getting us into the neocon seventh war.
So I played this clip on yesterday's show, but I felt it did deserve a second showing because once again, Dave Smith has proven that the isolationists are no better than the woke leftists. They are the same, in my opinion, because they all hate America. And Ben Shapiro went in on them for that. Take a look.
It doesn't matter, it turns out, how many times you appear on Joe Rogan's show or how many times you hide behind your title of comedian who holds the Guinness Book of World Records for fewest jokes told, or how many times you spew puerile analogies that demonstrate nothing but unbelievable, willful ignorance of the nature of war. I'm sorry, but you hate the country if you say America is the worst terrorist organization in the world. You just do. To make that argument, you have to deliberately obscure the difference between actual terrorists who actually are seeking deliberately to kill innocent people in the name of politics, not collateral damage, deliberately seeking to kill innocent people, and nation states who are seeking to avoid civilian casualties, often while fighting those actual terrorists. Which, of course, is the point for people who hate America, to reduce America to the level of its enemies in order to uphold those enemies. That is the goal. Now, I know that Dave Smith is super duper excited that his name was mentioned here. And he's sitting there shouting at his TV screen in his basement, "Debate me, bro!" To which I answer, nah. I don't debate with trolls who claim that America is the biggest terrorist state in the world because that is idiotic. I didn't debate the Lyndon LaRouche followers who sat in Harvard Square carrying anti-war cardboard signs back in the day. And I feel no necessity to debate a completely intellectually dishonest interlocutor who spends his days cribbing Noam Chomsky and then immediately retreats to his pose of ignorant comedian every time he is confronted with a fact. Dave Smith is the kind of fellow who says that Donald Trump should be in jail for life as a war criminal, legitimizes every single scurrilous figure on the internet from Nick Fuentes to Candace Owens, and then demands that everyone treat him as though he is some sort of honest, worthy intellectual opponent. He's not. If you would like to hear a complete dismantling of Dave Smith, I highly recommend Coleman Hughes' interview with Smith over at the Free Press. Just go check that out. Save yourself some time.
There is zero reason for someone like Ben Shapiro to debate Dave Smith. Zero whatsoever. He is not educated enough to debate this subject. He is not serious enough to debate this subject because, in his own words, he is a comedian. And I'm sorry, comedians can say funny things about politics. That's all great. But they cannot, like a Halloween costume, put on their politics or comedian costume when it suits them. That's not how this works. I don't know why you would want to have any political discussion with someone who hates America. Just on principle, I feel like that has to be a baseline for us. If you're liberal and you have differing opinions from me, let's talk. Even if you're conservative and you have some crazy, weird, alt-right things and you want to talk to me, let's talk. I'm cool with it. I'll talk to almost everybody. But if you think that America is a terrorist state, and we're not going to be able to even take out Iran, and that Iran is somehow more virtuous than America, I don't think we're going to be able to agree on anything. We're not going to be able to agree on enough to have some sort of debate. And I think that's true for Ben Shapiro and Dave Smith. The good news is that Dave Smith's side of this issue is non-existent, really non-existent. Fox News came out with this stunning poll yesterday. It says Donald Trump approval rating among MAGA, 98%, guys. 2% disapprove. 2%. So just to be clear, Tucker Carlson and Dave Smith's audience is 2% of MAGA. And this really brings up this fact that the internet is not the real life. I know that sounds weird coming from someone who's a political commentator on the internet, but it's just not real life. Those 2% are very politically active, very loud on the internet, and so they watch every show that Dave Smith puts out. But in reality, they are a tiny fraction of the actual voting base. Even CNN admitted this as well on their show.
Republicans love Donald Trump more than any president's own party supporters loved him at this particular point. Just take a look here. Okay, own party supporters, 21st century presidents, own party approval about at this point in the second term. Bush was at 77%. Obama was at 77%. Look at this, 86%.
So Trump has built not only the largest Republican coalition of all time, but also the most unified one. And that is fascinating to me. We've got to remember that these horribly annoying and loud people on the internet are 2% of the Republican vote. Not even 2% of the vote, guys. Just the Republican vote. They are basically non-existent. Now, I still think it's important to call out the lies. We're going to still do that on the show because in history, we've seen 2% go up to 20%. And these things do grow. So I'm not saying lies don't grow. They often do. But as of now, MAGA is fully with Trump and fully non-isolationist. Just to show you how this movement of isolationists horseshoes its way over to the left. Here is Cenk on the other side of the political aisle, but in the same way as Dave Smith, this is him from the Young Turks losing his ever-loving mind on Piers Morgan over Israel and Iran.
Let me bring that.
When they obviously are. Right. Yeah, we are sick of Israeli security. Yeah. They've driven Trump into every war. Every war.
I get it. I'm going to come to Matt to respond. What I would say, Cenk, is you are in danger of getting to the stage where if there is inclement weather in America, you instinctively blame Israel. And I do think you've got to be slightly careful. I don't want to mute you, Cenk. So let Matt Schlapp respond.
Right. So I do think Israel is in charge of your brain. But the fact is AIPAC and these other lobbies, it's true.
They are raving lunatics, every single one of them. Well, guys, as a final reminder, on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, the first episode of my series, Obsession with Charlie, will be released. This is an in-depth investigation into Candace Owens, what motivates her, what she really believes, and who is funding all of this. I have some deep, deep research that I'll be revealing. I have conversations with Erica Kirk's best friend that I had, and even emails between myself and Candace's producers that I will be revealing in future episodes. If you want to support me and my work, guys, you can become a member today of the Josh Carr Show YouTube channel. It's only $2.99 if you're on Apple, or $1.99 if you sign up not on an Apple device. For whatever reason, they do it that way. I don't get the money. It's only $1.99 if you don't do it on Apple. So don't do it on Apple. And it comes with some exclusive perks as well, guys. So go check it out right now. I'll put a link for you to sign up in the description below. Usually tax season sucks, but my partner, Quick Tax America, makes it so much easier. This year, they're doing all federal tax returns for only $76, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they do a fantastic job. They have done my taxes for years, and they find every deduction and every credit possible for you because they hate the IRS as much as you do. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. And they do all the rest of the work. It's fantastic. Last year, they got their average returner over $3,000 back. Really good stuff. Again, don't spend all the work doing it yourself. Just spend $76 with a real patriotic company, again, that hates the IRS as much as you do. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.